we know usually play well. We go to Philadelphia. Can you hold on 5 seconds? I gotta close my door on my bird screen.
Sure.
Shut up.
It's Dave and Drew back again for another fantastic week. Yay, us!
Oh, we're moving on to Philly, me and Princess. Did you know Princess likes coffee?
I did not know Princess likes coffee.
Look at her. Yeah.
And so does Drew.
Yeah, I'm finally getting my coffee. Been a busy morning. How you been, man? Moving on from the LA Ram game. You over that yet?
What game?
That's right. That's what I want to hear.
No, you came up with a great idea. We are in a new week, a new month, and a new outlook.
Yep, that's kind of how I feel this week. I want to move past the Rams game hey, stop yelling. You pass the Rams game and move on to get a win. We need to get on a roll here. We haven't had a win in a while.
Well, I was watching Coach Zimmer this morning. It's Wednesday morning as we record. He was asked about, are you concerned about the start of the season, that first quarter?
Sure.
Because we went, 1-2-1. Yay. But he goes, in the last 3 years, we've gone, 2-2 last year and finished 13-3. Year before, right, we started out 5-0 and finished 8-8.
Right.
The year before that, we started 2-2 and finished 11-5. So he wasn't concerned. He was asked, what does the defense need to do to play better? And he says they just need to do their job, basically. And everything will work out just fine. Well, hopefully that starts this week. But they do have a very tough opponent in the Philadelphia Eagles. And I was curious how you think this will play itself out.
I don't know. I mean, how much faith can you have in this team right now? I mean, they're not playing very well. They seem to be making crucial mistakes at times. Defense looks lost, but this is what happens in the course of a football season. Just like anything else, you gotta kind of bear down and go with it. I think I actually see them playing pretty well this week. Philly has their own problems too.
Oh yes, they do.
My biggest concern is that we're last in rushing offensively in the league. We've now reached,
and Philly's first against the rush.
Yeah, so first against last. So we have to see how that. But football's weird. That means we're going to get 200-yard game from Cook.
I hope you're right. It's like your mouth to Odin's ears. I hope you're right.
it's so frustrating because now we got the offense to carry us, and the defense is struggling. If the Vikings could just put it all together, please put it all together. But we have to get on a run because we have to get back in this thing.
No, without a doubt. The press has been talking all week, and I've seen it on Twitter sphere as well. They're claiming this is basically a must game. If we go down to 1-3-1, the odds of us making the playoffs, even though the rest of the season eases up, are not that good. And speaking of odds,
yeah,
that I passed you, I want to say about a week or so ago.
Yeah.
About playing on grass.
I used to play good on grass.
I bet you did.
I was really effective when I was in grass. A lot more effective than it was on turf, let me tell you. I know I didn't, turf didn't really turn me on that much.
It made weird. Just made you cough.
Sure.
But Zimmer, the one thing Zimmer has done is shown us the ability to win on grass. And the Vikings have won more games on grass under his tenure than they have at any other time. But it is still a marked difference between playing on turf. And I think that's how the defense has been built. Defense has been built to be fast on turf, and you're not quite as fast in grass because it's a different, less uneven surface, different textures and such.
Grass, synthetic. If you're good, you're going to win football games. I mean,
well, yeah, but you got to be good across the board. Now, with Everson Griffin out, our premier pass rusher, that means Danielle Hunter can't do everything, even right. though he's extremely good. This is the time for when we need to step up and change. And this may be Weatherly's game.
This may be Weatherly's game.
I see. You're wearing a shark sweater.
It's opening day, Dave.
Opening day.
It's about the team. It's not about individuals.
Okay.
Yeah, we get Brothers back too, don't we? Isn't he back from suspension?
He is back. Technically, he's eligible to be back this week. However, as of 5 minutes before we started broadcasting, the Vikings have still not made any roster movements to either activate him or to, you know, if they do activate him, to try to slip somebody into waivers.
Come on, man. Make a move.
Zim was asked about it at his press conference this morning, and he said, well, I haven't seen him in 4 weeks. I have no idea what shape or condition he is in or where he's at. And we won't make a decision.
We're just going to consider him a no-show. And then if we get him, that'll be a little bit more extra. But wondering where Brothers has been for the last 3 years. So it's not going to make a difference to me.
But with that comment by Zim, I suspect we'll know something later in the week.
Is McDermott playing with the chopped off fingers? Is he okay?
Yes, McDermott, the Iron Man. You betcha.
Okay, good, good. We need, you know, that's something that's often overlooked is that long snapper, David. But long snapper, as opposed to short snapper, they all mean something in the big grand scheme of thing.
Well, Morgan did good when he was out briefly. But for those of you that don't know, McDermott on, I think it was the first field goal attempt last week or extra point attempt, got his pinky on his left hand caught in a face mask and it ripped off the tip of his pinky. He went to the sideline. They peeled the rest of his nail off and stitched his finger closed and then bandaged it back up. And he went out and snapped the rest of the game. And he's literally lost the tip of his pinky, and it's done. It's gone. So,
I think that happened to Ted Glover once when he was in the Air Force.
Yeah, very well could have. I think he fell down too many times, but that definitely lost some brains.
Well, good. I'm glad he's coming back. We need full power in Philly. This is more of a must-win than that Rams game. I figured we were going to lose that Rams game before we're going in because I had it circled as a loss before the season started.
Yeah, and we almost pulled it off.
And another thing, this is a team that kicked your ass last year. So there's got to be some kind of attitude adjustment going into there. I mean, Zimmer's got to remind his team, you got embarrassed in the NFC title game last year. This is your chance. This is Rocky coming back against Clubber Lane too, isn't it? I mean, you got to come back and show your worth right here. This is a game that you should have circled on your schedule in your locker room.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, this is your chance for revenge, baby. Hit him in the mouth. Let's do this.
And I think they will. Now, I don't know if you saw, I sent you a little clip. In Philadelphia, they have a statue to a Viking who per Icelandic legend, was the first person to come across from Europe and, quote, discover America. And supposedly, you know, had a kid over here in the whole works.
Yeah.
And it was either the Philadelphia fans got a burr up their butt and they knocked the statue down. It's been there since 1920.
That's good knowledge, David.
Yeah, it just shows you how they have some, not all, but some of the worst fans in the league.
Yeah, my nephew's a big fan, though, so I kind of hold it together for him. And
well, it's not all of them. It's just they seem to put up some of the worst examples.
Yeah, how has my nephew survived in this family being an Eagles fan? That's another – you know what? I'm going to look into that after we're done broadcasting.
Okay. Well, it's up until last year, it's because they hadn't won a Super Bowl either.
Yeah, and he's a true fan. He's not a bipartisan, whatever you want to call it, bandwagoner.
Mm-hmm. It's just like we got response on the show, on our Buffalo show, from a Buffalo fan, and he was sort of offended, and it was like I have no
you know what.
No disrespect to Buffalo fans. You guys have gone through the same stuff we have.
I've been offended for years. If you're not used to it, you're not a Buffalo fan. I mean, part of being a Buffalo fan is getting ridiculed and ripped on. Well, let's get into this game a little bit. Did you know we've given up 11 touchdowns this season and 8 have been by passing? Yeah, and that's supposed to be against the big Zim pass defense. But we've given up 8 passing touchdowns out of the 11 we've given up. So that's going to be probably a way that Carson Wentz wants to attack us. Ajayi's all banged up. I don't really, you know.
Yep, but they have issues at receiver.
Yes, they do. They don't have what the Rams had. I mean, the Rams had the greatest show on turf last week.
Right. They have Jeffrey and Al Gore.
Jeffrey's Al Gore. Back, yes. Aguilar, Nelson, Aguilar.
Yep.
From USC, he is back.
They got Goddard at tight end and Ertz. So,
I mean, they're not slouches, but they're not going to.
They're not going to burn it up. And as long as we get a good performance by our secondary, however that's comprised, but especially Xavier Rhodes, I hope.
Back game for him.
I hope it's a bounce back game and then he keeps us cool.
You know, we had 3 picks week 1 against the San Francisco 49ers and we haven't had one since. And it's kind of concerning to me that we haven't had an interception in 3 games. Maybe this is
We haven't had a turnover.
Well, I remember the last time before the fiasco in the championship game we played there in the regular season, we had a turnover early. Sendejo picked off a pass or picked up a fumble, one of the two. And then we got inside the 5 and Bradford turned it over. So it's like every time we go to Philly, we seem to have just these nightmare games. So, I mean, the pressure's on them this week. So we need to just go in there. We need to get back to our identity, which is defensive football. One thing at a time.
You think presently with the current starters that have been going for the last 4 weeks, right, and you take Griffin out of it the last 2, do you think they need to Zim needs to shake it up a bit?
Yes. And I mentioned that in a post that I wrote, something I wrote up last week. It's time to shake it up. I mean, you put the players out there that are going to give full effort. And I think either that or sit them down and say, listen, this is what we got to do as a team. I think his scheme is worn down and he needs to change it. There's a chink in the armor. And he needs to shuffle some people around and change something around to get the defense. But we talked about during the Rams game, we need a splash play, and we still haven't had it. We need the defense to make a play.
I agree. And we need pressure, and there's consistent defensive play across the board.
Yeah, but I think linebackers on wide receivers.
Well, I think that's the chink. I think teams have figured out how to move in motion players that lock down Anthony Barr covering a receiver instead of a defensive back and maybe hold Smith or Sendejo to one side. And they're taking advantage of that. Now, I think Zim needs to look at whether it be a three safety type package or, you know, moving Iloka into the hybrid linebacker spot.
Iloka!
And have him cover that guy. So if that happens, we've got somebody with coverage experience a lot better than Anthony Barr is. And if you want to get extra pass rush, throw Anthony Barr into that defensive end role and put him in that rotation.
Still not sure why I haven't seen that yet. Still not sure. You know what, David? The overall attitude defensively needs to change. I want to see some spark. I want to see some fire. I want to see guys, you know, like we used to.
Well, part of that is Everson Griffin being out. Everson Griffin was the rah-rah, pump-em-up guy.
Well, you got to move. If you lose a guy, you got to move past it somehow. I mean, you can't just fold your tent.
Yeah, it means somebody else needs to step up.
That's right. We got too much talent defensively to be giving up 38 points a game, 29 points. Let's get back to what our identity is, which is the Mendoza line, which is 17 points or less. You got to start somewhere. Why not this week?
Yep, and denying third downs.
If they don't turn this defense around, we're not even going to finish 8-8. That should be the rally point for the whole team is defensively, they keep playing like this, they're not going to beat anybody, dude. I mean,
I can.
They got this is the week they have to turn it around.
Now, I think they can.
Well, what was that? What was that stat you had about run and pass that you shared with me this week? Throw that at me. What was that? First against run or something?
Oh, I'd have to look it up. It was something like we pass on first down 74% of the time and run only 10%, or it was something to do with, I remember the number 74 and 10, but we are so lopsided passing. Right. Versus running, it's thrown everybody off because the other defenses know that, the opposing defenses, and all they got to do is what every defensive lineman loves is just pin his ears back and go, right?
We're getting fantastic play out of our quarterback, and we're wasting it. It's a shame, dude. It's terrible. I mean, the guy is under pressure more than any other quarterback in the league, it seems, but he's still coming through with great play. And we're waiting.
He is up until he still has issues with pocket presence and stepping up.
Well, sure. Yeah, those are
his ball. Now, he's gotten this last two games, he's been pressured 29 times in each game, which is an outrageously high number. And part of it's from Mike Remmers, who is the best lineman, or not Remmers, but Riley Reiff, who's the best lineman on the team. And it's, you know, he supposedly was hurt with a foot, but okay, but he's still out there. And it's just, you know, the highest scoring pass blocker is O'Neal.
Oh.
And O'Neal gets beat. O'Neal gets, O'Neal's issue is setting the anchor and having the power in his hand placements. He's not good at placing his hands inside the frame.
He's just a kid. People
get underneath him and they bull rush through him.
Well, you got to give him time. He's still developing. I mean, you're asking O'Neal to be your best lineman. That's ridiculous.
Well, and it's not going to happen. That's why, you know, when he was drafted, everybody said, who? You know, and he's
going to be a project.
He will be a good offensive tackle. It's just not now. And you don't throw him against this game. Because in this game, he would be lining up against Graham.
Oh, Graham from where? Brandon Graham, baby. Got to block him. Got to learn to block him. We are wasting the effort. Let me throw this number at you, David Stefano. This will make your beard even longer. Thielen, Diggs, and Rudy, right? You know them. They are on pace to catch 340 passes for 3,888 yards and 28 touchdowns.
And that's just three of them. That's not the rest of the receivers.
No, that's those three. 340, 3,888 yards, and 28 touchdowns between all three of them.
Damn.
How's that? That's bam! But we're wasting it because
yeah, we're wasting it. We're too pass heavy. It's all like saying, you know, Kirk Cousins is on pace to throw 5,000 yards this season, which he is because he's throwing 75% of the time or better. And it's just like, oh, this isn't going to work. People are going to get wise to this. And it's
Cook had 10 rushes for 20 yards. Christ's sake, you could do that. Come on, man. You got to have more of a running game than 10 rushes for 20 yards. Really?
Well, that comes back to the initial offseason issue, which is our offensive line. None of them across the board block well.
They better start blocking well. We got to block well if you're going to win football games.
They have done horribly, and they need to. It's just put them in a combination that will allow them to do that. And if it means moving people around, move them around. I'd rather
Viking cow, move them around.
I'd rather see Remmers move back to right tackle and throw Jones in there at right guard.
We're still doing musical chairs with the offensive line. Still trying to figure it out. Come on,
yeah,
man.
But we have to until it is figured out, because as of right now, it's not even close.
You ought to try that guy that started all those games for the KC Chiefs. What's his name? Rainmaker? Wizenator? What the hell's his name?
You know what I'm talking about? The third string guard.
Jody Whittaker? What the hell's his name?
No, it's like Wiseman or something like that.
He started 13 games for Kansas City. Give him a shot. I mean, give him, you know, come on. Compton out.
They've got to do something.
Compton brings the team down, Mr. Stefano. He brings them down. He brings the happiness down.
He definitely brings it down for the fans. And his game, his worst game was last week. So yeah, it was just
get back to basics.
And most of the 10 days off,
get back, get your schemes down, get your blocking zone, whatever the hell you got to do. But this has been a long enough break. If we come out and stink it up this week, there's a serious problem in this team.
And nobody at the press conference asked them about it, which I thought was funny. Not that Zim was going to answer anyways. But most of the pressure in these last bunch of games, last couple games, come from the interior, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to blame Elfline on his first game back.
You don't want to blame him. He's Ohio State. Ted will quit the show if you blame him.
Well, last year he had good games and he had bad games.
Where is Ted? I miss Ted.
Oh, Ted's, I think, on an airplane flying his ass back to New York.
Our team's playing crappy and Ted isn't here to help. Nothing's happened. Nothing's going right in my life. Ted, get back here and help us out. In our time of need, you fly off to Africa.
I know. It's
good God!
Mrs. Purple Buckeye is going to owe me on that one.
Well, he'll be back next week. We'll have a big win in Philly. We'll have a re-party with Ted. We'll get back on track. It's going to be a good week. I feel everything. Hockey's starting tonight. The mojo's good. The mojo is good. It's set up for a win. Hockey, Michigan will smoke Maryland Saturday. Vikings go into Philly and dominate. That's right. That's right.
Okay. Now, you wanted to do your segment of stats that don't suck.
Stats that don't suck.
Stats that don't suck.
Stats that don't suck. That don't suck. That's the best I can come up with without a sound machine. But I threw one at you, the Diggs one. I kind of did that already. Our kickers have been perfect the last two games.
Even if he banked it off the upright, yeah.
5 for 5, yeah! 3 field goals and 2 extra points. Perfect. Perfect. Haven't missed one. Our kickers. Yes! Times are changing. We're changing the fanship around, baby. What do you think about that, princess? She doesn't like Dan Bailey, as you see.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if princess turns her back on me. It doesn't matter if anybody turns their back on me. I'm a fan. I'm driving through this snowstorm. I want to win. Even if Princess doesn't believe, I believe.
Well, yes. We got a couple of questions.
We do have a real quick. We do have a couple. You know what? I'm going to ask the first one because I want your take on it.
Okay.
I want the David Stefano breakdown on it. Full beard, full Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I want the whole breakdown on this thing. Our good friend Sebastian Barton over at the Goodfella Group, we call him Bash, he had a question. After the 2016 meltdown, after the 5-0 start, and this year's rough start, how long of a leash does Mike Zimmer actually have with the management if we miss the playoffs this season?
Great question, Bash.
That is a great question.
I think there's two issues, right?
Okay.
There's the defense, which is by far his baby. I mean, he's been asked numerous times, will he give the play calling over or not? And he's like, no, I don't want to second guess my coach. This is my baby. You know, I'm going to do it. So defense all on his shoulders, period. Right?
Okay.
If the defense continues to fail, continues to self-destruct, that could put him on the hot seat. The second part of that is the offensive line, right? And if they're making good faith efforts to try to figure out and mix and match and round pegs and square holes and square pegs and round holes type shit to find a combination that'll work, he'll be okay. But if they don't mix and match and try to find that deal, then there's going to be some part of that goes on him. If they do the mixing and matching and it still doesn't work, then it's on Spielman, because Spielman was the one that's neglected offensive line possible outstanding draft choices, trading up in the draft to get them better free agents, etc. That all falls on Spielman. So does his leash shorten? Well, we'll see. It depends. If we make it to the halfway point and we're like two, five and one.
Oh.
So it'll get hot.
Okay. That's fair enough. That's a good answer, I guess. If we don't make the playoffs, this whole thing's gonna be boiling over. Too much talent not to even be a playoff team.
Well, I concur. Even there's too much talent on that defense. Our offense could be anemic, and we still should make the playoffs. Our next question comes from Mr. England.
What up, Steve?
Why no B-Rob?
I don't know. It seemed like the logical thing to do because he knows the system. He's been with the team for, 40 years? I mean... When Griffin went out with his mental breakdown, as specific as I can get, it seemed like just getting him back in there would be the quick fix, wouldn't it? I don't know. Maybe it's a money thing. Maybe he doesn't want me. You know, maybe he's just gotten a taste of this sitting around in the lazy boy drinking or something. I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't want to do it. I don't know what the reason
is. Yeah, but there's one problem with trying to bring him back. I agree it would work. Now, one was the reason, do they think he's lost a step and then just fallen off a cliff and can't handle it? But there's a good reason is the Vikings reportedly only have $150,000 left on the cap.
Jeez. What?
That's not enough to sign anybody.
Dude, you have more money.
Yeah, I wish. I wish I had pocket change. I'd get my new computer and these videos would be better. Meow,
meow. No, it's probably a money thing or he doesn't want to do it, but... It seems like it would have happened within the first 3 days of the Griffin news hitting the airwaves, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't have an
answer. They would have to. They'd have to figure out a way to free up money, and that's either by renegotiating salaries for other players, extending Anthony Barr to renegotiate the cap hit on his salary this year for the rest of this year, which I don't think they're going to do.
Barr and Waynes.
They can't take out a loan. It just doesn't work that way. Not under the cap system.
Sure. So, no, that makes sense.
We have nobody. I mean, we're stuck with who we have, and we've got to make it work.
We have one last question. Sean Gooderham wants to know if he's going to continue to have car problems.
Sean, that is probably a definite.
Well, I'll throw this out there. 77% of all car problems have to do with the battery or the alternator or something to do with the starting system. As much as I can help you on that.
Now, there's a stat of the day.
I'm not a mechanic, but I've fiddled around with a lot of things in my life, David. I've had my iron in many fires. Oh, that didn't sound so good, did it? No, but
no, it was quite fine.
Check the starting system, Sean. And then if all else fails, kick the tires and then burn it up and get the insurance money and buy something new. That's the best I can help you with.
Anyway,
I'm not shaving. Notice I haven't shaved. I'm not shaving until we win, which better be pretty soon, because Lord knows I don't want to end up looking like your ass.
Oh! Oh, it's gorgeous, baby. It's gorgeous.
No, your beard's looking good today. Very stylish, dude.
Yeah.
Could have a Viking shirt on, though, or a shark shirt.
Well, I could have, but I need to do laundry here, and it's presently in the laundry.
Come on, baby. Tonight, you're going to start off the good mojo with the Sharks win.
We're going to talk that. The weekend. I need to dig out my Fighting Sioux sweater.
Who's Sioux?
Who's Sioux?
I like the Fighting Sioux. Isn't that Ryan's team?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Ryan
Johnson. Hey, you know there are...
South Dakota State? Who is it? North Dakota?
No, it's North Dakota.
Okay. That's different than the Bisons, right? Where
The North Dakota State does not know how to play hockey.
But they do know how to play football.
They do know how to play football, but they do not know how to play hockey. They can try, but they do not know how to play hockey. Do you know, since we're switching subjects to hockey, college hockey, who has the most national championships?
Michigan.
Tied with?
I guess North Dakota.
North Dakota. You know who's third?
I'm guessing it's not San Diego.
No.
Who?
Minnesota, the Gophers.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the state of hockey is Minnesota.
Yep. No.
Good luck. I want to go on record as saying good luck to the Wild, too. I know we have a lot of Wild fans in our group. Sebastian, Sean, everybody's a Wild fan. So you won't win the West. My Sharks will, but you have my sympathy.
Well, no. And hopefully we're not talking that much hockey, unless it's good.
No, I don't want to cloud the show with my hockey love, right. But you know what? I love, but you know what, David?
We want to be surrounded with Vikings glory.
But this is how we start with that. Tonight we get this.
Uh-huh.
Hockey is like my last sport where somebody can hit somebody and not get suspended or fined or a penalty. You can still touch the other players and knock them down, like unlike in football. So that's the last real sport. Matter of fact, in hockey, you can punch somebody in the face and they don't mind. It's kind of cool. Both guys can punch each other in the face and they don't mind. So it's the last of the contact sport.
Unless you're a fan in Philadelphia. So we'll wrap that up.
Gonna win this week, David. We're gonna come out with a game plan on Friday on Old Man's Opinion. And we are going to win our football game. We're going to get back on track. We're going to start the streak. The next three, we're going to win the next three for sure, and then take the next three from there. That'll make us 4-2-1, and we'll be on our way. But there's no slouching in Philadelphia. This is our game. It's our revenge game. Get your team ready to play, Zimmer. Remember, tell them how much you got your ass kicked last year. This is your time. This is your chance.
With that, it's time to say...
Meow, meow, Viking cow.
Go, everybody. Skull.
Say bye, princess. Say bye, girl. Da, 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 da. Princess says bye. Bye-bye.